Hello and welcome to a special presentation from In the Money Media. It is the latest episode of our special show, Racing with Roman. And joining us is a special guest who's not usually here, but the man who sponsors the show. We'll start with him. You know him as a gambler who gives out plenty of winners on these shows. He's also a horse owner. He's Larry Roman. Larry, how are things?
I'm doing really well, although I'm not up at Saratoga. I figured I would leave that for other people. I know how crowded it's going to be. I'm glad it's a little cool because sometimes it gets hot. I'll be watching simulcast from the Meadowlands, so I'll be rooting on, but I am not up there. I will be up there as the real meet starts, but this is a special meet. And I have to tell you, I mean, this is like a Breeders' Cup day. Every race you look at, all the great horses, all the great trainers, everybody's up there. I'm going to predict right now they're going to set a new record for handle in Saratoga. I mean, it's just such a bettable card of races. The weather's good. So I'm very, very, very excited for today.
We also have, as a special presentation for today, a man who we did plenty of shows with last summer coming to us from Monmouth Park. He is Double D, Darren DeLucia.
Good morning, Pistol P. Good morning, loving Larry. It's good to be back with both of you. Big card today. So let's get to work. I want to hear what Larry has to say about all these winners he has. I'm ready to go.
Well, before we start on race five, I do want to say, because we all love horses and we all, every race is the end of the world for us. But, you know, we just celebrated, if that's the right word, D-Day, that sacrifice for us. And I can't get it out of my mind watching these people jumping out of airplanes, storming the beach of Normandy. And like, I don't even have the nerve to jump out of an airplane. Forget about if somebody's shooting at me. And I look at these guys, 18, 19, 20, all these people. Just think about that. Before we get into these races that we think are going to make the difference in our lives, won't. But those people did. And so I'd like to salute them before we get down into the card. Okay, so we'll salute these races, this great day of racing, to all those brave men and women who have given us the opportunity to watch and enjoy the races that we will today and hopefully in the future. So we're going to start with race number five. I just think it's a very interesting race. I know there was a scratch of Front Run the Fed. As far as I'm concerned, Front Run the Fed, whether you scratched or not scratched, he didn't belong in the race. So there's really no difference here. But you have some really good, interesting horses here. And the one I'm going to jump on reluctantly, but it's my theory in racing. There are certain horses that just want to win. And Carl Spackler is that horse. And Carl Spackler has one bad race. And of course, that's the race I bet him. I bet him in Churchill Downs. He was 2-1. I loved him coming into the race. He was used early and faded. And I'm like, oh, okay, I was wrong. But then he comes back, and he's just what I expected him to be. True, grade two race, grade three race, $304,000 stakes race. But if you watch his last race, you know, I really wanted to go to Talk of the Nation. But you watch the race, and Talk of the Nation had everything going for him. Backed off the pace, never asked, sitting there, you got a rat or tease. There's no way Talk of the Nation could lose that race. On the other hand, Carl Spackler's three wide, four wide, the whole way. So there's just no way you can get him. And then you go down the stretch, and you know you're not going to get a rat, but they got him. He got him. And this is showing to me he's matured as a four-year-old. He's just so good now. You got Tyler Gaffleone. He's coming from the three posts, so he's not going to get parked five wide like he did in that race. I just feel he's coming on to a really big race. And, of course, I have to, you know, use exactus with Casa Creed and Talk of the Nation, but he's big bets on him. I this is the, and of course, I love Casa Creed, of course, is coming from Medellin, where they have all these big Mega Million Dollar races. He was sixth in that race, but when he was back here, he's always very, very consistent, very powerful horse, who is going to be the favorite. Luis Saez, I mean, we know how tough he is. So obviously he's a big factor in the race. And I think the favorite and talk of the nation. And, you know, of course, those are the three chalks, but the way to make money is to focus on Carl Spackler and just believing he's just that good a horse. He's a maturing horse. He's great. I mean, this Irish horse, I love Irish horses on the turf. I don't think he's ready to beat these kind of horses. Yes, they love to bet Appleby jockeys from over there, but I'm going against them now. I'm sticking with the big three.
All right, the fifth race. Everything Love and Larry said, he's 100% correct. Carl Spackler was wide. He's second off the layoff also. Chad Brown, this is one of his meets. Todd Pletcher, Billy Mott. It's about the three horses. Cassia Creed, Carl Spackler, and Talk of the Nation. I'm going to go to Pletcher, Talk of the Nation. Only reason why, second off the layoff, trainer change to Pletcher. This is his second time. There is absolutely no speed. This horse will be two in front, walking the dog. He could go slow. Maybe he could put them away at a little bigger or better price. Cassia Creed has the better numbers. I don't know how he's going to come back off that race where he was in Europe. But I'm going to go. This is all about 7-3-2, Talk of the Nation, wire to wire at 7-2. Go get the money, Love and Larry.
Let me put in a quick word for the Appleby runner in here, Mysterious Knight. This is a horse who I think is faster now than when he was running in the country and might be value as a result. Shout out to Cassia Creed as well. What a cool horse run up here at Saratoga. 7 years in a row. Very easy to root for. I made him my top pick, but I wouldn't sleep on this Mysterious Knight either.
Yeah, well, you know, I love these Irish horses. I'm not a huge fan of the breeding, the Dark Angel. They're good, but they're not, in my opinion, the best from Ireland. So I think the horse, you know, I'm not going to say I'd be in shock, but what I want to say, what Darren was said, no speed. I'm looking at the six horse, another Chad Brown. Now, if I were Chad Brown, and he's a lot smarter than me, at least when it comes to training horses, I'd be going with him. I'd be reading the program just the way Darren is. I'm going Talk of the Nation. He looks like Lone Speed. And I'd be saying, you know what? This one's 8-1. He ran a great race his first started, but that's Tampa Bay. Now he's in the big leagues. But I'd say break him fast. Talk of the Nation, push him. Let him fight a little bit and make up the race for Carl Spackler. If you know, if he sits a pocket and he can be there, I don't think he's impossible, the six horse, but I don't see Talk of the Nation getting a trip like he got last time. And let's face it, he had the perfect trip. He was there. He walked the dog. Spackler was 4 or 5 wide and he got beat. How is he going to beat him this time? Is it possible? Of course it's possible, but I don't see it. I don't see it. And I do see more speed. So I'm sticking and saying here, Carl Spackler, he's just a great horse to bet. He's going to give you 100%. I think the race sets up for him because the 6 and 7 are going out. Spackler will be laying about fourth, and he's going to make that run, and he's got that desire to win. So I see him winning at the wire, maybe by a head or a neck. That's how I see it, buddy.
Let's move on to the Woody Stevens boys. Larry, you're very well known as somebody who follows these three-year-olds closely. We did have a big scratch in here in the form of Vlahos, who will not be participating. Larry, who's it going to be in the Woody Stevens?
You know my love of Virat Ortiz Jr. He proved it yesterday. He just wins. Even though he lost the one race, he was 3-5. He gets beat, but comes back and wins all these other races. And so I'm looking at this horse, Bookham Dano. The horse, you know, this sire, Bachero, is such a quiet sire, but he's produced a lot of real runners. I mean, these are fighters, big brush horses, my kind of horse, you know, that I love to bet. And I think people like, they're always part of the race. He's 9-2 on the line. I think, you know, he doesn't have the big number of figures, but I think – I think this horse is just good. I mean, he ran out his last race in the Saudi Derby, got beat ahead. I don't know how great those horses were. It was a 12-horse field, but you look at his lines. Win, win, win. Second by 3/4. Win, second by a neck. I think he's going to be there. And a 9-2, I mean, that's a really, really nice price. Then I go to the 4-horse, Valentine Candy, he's 6-1 with Santana. Now, again, this is a Justify, a 3-year-old, the Candy ride on the damp side. And he's the kind of horse that has tactical speed. And I was like 30-1, and I finished sixth. I lost 4th by a nose. It was such an exciting race, and these horses are so good. But I always like a horse that's going to be, because they're going to storm out there. You know, that 7-furlong distance, they're just gunning. And so I like to see a horse that's just going to come on at the end. I'm not a huge fan of Prince of Monaco. I don't like his last race. Okay, it was against the best horses. I get it. He's rested up. Yeah, he's got, I call him Floyd Pratt. You want to call him Flavian. That's fine. Great rider. One of the best. I get it. But I think he's more one-dimensional. He's going to be out there fighting. And I like my 2 horses, 1 and 4, to come on and beat this Prince of Monaco, especially assuming Prince of Monaco's a favorite, maybe even 9-5 or 8-5. So that's the way. I don't like this horse, Nash. I think he's done. He looked great at one point, and now he's just not the same horse he was. A lot of speed. When they open up that gate, watch out. It's going to be a cavalry charge. And I just love, you know, I like the posts. Bookham Dano, right off the speed, Valentine Candy, Getaway 5th. They're going to come in the stretch, storming for home, and I'll take those 2 horses. What say you guys?
Well, gentlemen, this race, the 3 of us, remember, this is one of the greatest trainers that ever lived, Woody Stevens. He did something in the United States they couldn't do in 100 years. He won 5 Belmonts in a row, correct or incorrect?
Correct.
Back in those days, if you guys remember, I used to work in the barn when I was a young kid. You were only allowed to have 36 or 40 horses in the stalls. They wouldn't let you have horses all over the place like they do now, 100, 200, 300. So remember, Woody Stevens did this with 36 horses, winning the Belmont 5 years in a row, unheard of. Now, saying that, this is the most competitive race of the day, I believe. You can go a lot of different ways. The scratch of the 8, I'm going to change it around a little because that was a dead speed, and he would have really screwed the race up. So I'm going to give you a bomb in here. I'm going to pick the 11, Maximus Medeiros. I like the stalking speed from the outside. You got Rosario. You got some speed inside. They're going to probably gas it up. They always gas it up 7/8 of a mile. I think this horse is going to sit outside, make a loop. You might get 9-11, between 9 and 11-1. I like the price. I like Love and Larry's horse, Bookham Dano, the Jersey bred. This is probably one of the best Jersey breds you're ever going to see. This horse is going to sit a trip on the rail, make one run what I ride. You'll probably get about 4-1. And I'm going to give you a little bomb for the Tri-Exacta Super, the 12 BU. If they really wore it up throughout the horse's last race, the race before that, he runs a 96 buyer. He'll be flying at the end. You know, Pletcher likes to win the meet. So I'm all about 11-1-12. I do not like Prince of Monaco. I do not like Nash or Tamara. If I'm wrong, you guys can make fun of me.
Let's move on to the big one. Larry, who wins the Belmont Stakes?
Yes, but first, I also always enjoy criticizing my friend Darren, you know, with this 11 horse. I mean, I agree with you to go to long shots, but I can't make any scenario. And I like this I am Maximus Mischief, but, you know, they're good, solid race horses, but they're not this caliber. And, you know, your horse is going to go out a little gate, get caught 2-3 wide, be pressing. And he's one of those horses that's going to be fading at the end. But that's okay. You want to give out a long shot. I won't criticize you. But I will tell you, that horse is not going to be there. Okay?
So okay, love it, Larry.
Let's go to the Belmont Stakes. All right. So I think this is a really, really interesting race. And I think it's a race that's you're going to be able to tell a lot more after they go the first 100 yards. So there are, let's first talk about what I don't, who I don't like. Okay. I strongly, strongly don't like Mystic Dan. And for other for reasons some people have said, but I just feel, I mean, he's coming back for his third race. Okay. That may or may not, you know, we've had horses win the Triple Crown. But you look at his last race, true, it was a sloppy track. He was in the absolute perfect position to win. I thought the leader was susceptible to getting passed. He came out. Not only did he not pass him, but Catching Freedom almost got him for second. So I look at a race like that and I go, and by the way, I want to say that the morning line maker, I think, was phenomenal in what he did, because I would have put Mystic Dan at 3-1. Okay. And I would have put Mind Frame at 5-1. Yet he saw, I guess, what I see. And we'll see how the bettors look at it. But I look at Mystic Dan right now. If he's in the top 4, I'll be surprised. Okay. I just think he's going to run out of gas when they turn for home. Yeah, he'll get a great trip. Yes, Hernandez is giving him great rides, and he'll give him a great ride. He's just going to run out of horse. So Seize the Gray, they have him at 8-1 in the morning line. He didn't do anything wrong his last start. I don't love the horse, but I certainly at 8-1, anybody bets him at 8-1, I'm okay with that. I'm going, you know, I look at a horse like Mind Frame, and you go, okay, he only had 2 starts. I listen to Serling's on TV saying, oh, it's crazy, 7-2 morning line. Oh, he doesn't have the foundation, blah, 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 blah. Horses like this are either going to emerge or not emerge. And this is where you know, they get separated. I personally think that this crop of 3-year-olds, with the exception of Fierceness, they're just not great. They're good. Sierra Leone is a really good, solid horse. And you look at his races, and he's just, you know, they keep saying by 6 inches he'd be undefeated. Okay. But he never blew anybody. He never blew the doors off on any of these races. He's just a horse that got to figure out a way to get a trip and, you know, get in position, turning for home. I think he's going to be last or next to last. And he just has a, he does have a great stretch kick. But I'll say this, in the Derby, he should have won. Okay, he was bearing in, whatever. I don't know. That he has a story every time. He's a really good horse at 2-1. I'm betting him, but I don't think he's going to be 2-1. I think he's going to be 3-2 or 7-5. And if Mind Frame is 4-1 or more, I'm going with him. Now, you know, I read in the Post today, Rapoli was analyzing the race the same way I do, which is break them out. If, you know, one or two horses fly out of there, certainly, the rail horse is going to fly out. Lucas's horse, Seize the Gray, is going to fly. I'm sure that's the directions he's got. Well, you know what? He could tuck him in third. And then when they're going down the backstretch, you're going to find out, is he real? And if he wins this race, he jumps over all the other 3-year-olds. He becomes by far the best 3-year-old, because the rest of these just show me that they just have issues and problems. Bornock, he might break out quickly. I don't think he's going to be in the top 5. I give him no chance. People are talking about it, Antiquarian. I don't think he's, you know, if he finishes 4th, it's amazing. The wine steward, he's there. He's competitive. But I think this distance is a little too long for him. Maybe gets a check. That's it. So, and Anna Marie, everybody got sucked into that horse for the Derby. I think you don't get sucked in this time. So you're really talking about 1, 9, and 10. Got to look at the odds board, because you're going to bet this race. You want to get good odds. I don't know. What do you guys think Sierra Leone's going off at?
If you made me guess, I think he'd be a heavy favorite, something on the order of 3-2. But it's a very hard race to make a line on because there's so many horses that feel like they almost have to take money. I got to admit, I'm pretty confused by it. Mind Frame, I think, will be bet something like 3-1.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, I won't bet Mind Frame at 3-1. But I think he's going to be more because I listen to the so-called experts. I mean, the experts are here on my podcast. Those guys are getting paid, but you know, they're saying, oh, he's only had two races. That's all I've heard, and I love to hear that. Okay, well, it's going to be interesting because of everything I'm betting, I'm saying it right here. Mystic Dan is not in any numbers. He's not in the triples. He's not in the exact. He's not in anything. Not because he's not a decent horse. He is. I respect the horse, but I just think that's he's got everything his way, and that doesn't happen three times in a row, you know. And I just think he's going to run out of gas. So that's how I'm betting. What do you say, Darren? You've been very quiet there in the background.
I'm just listening to everything you're saying. You're an expert. I'm trying to listen to it. But everything you said about Mind Frame, that's who I like to win the Belmont. I don't care. The horse only had two races. This is Todd Plutch's meet. I figure you both said it. Seize the Gray, I don't think it hit the board. What Door Knock, I've heard from a couple sources they're sending them. So if that's the case, Seize the Gray has no chance. So saying that, I like Mind Frame to sit third. Down the backside, going in a far turn, open up two or three. He's going to have to hold off the bomb I'm going to give you, the two, Resilience. He's going to sit an in-tride trip. Billy Mott won two yesterday. I think this horse has a shot at a bomb. I don't really like Mystic Dan. I agree with Lovin' Larry. And I'll give you the favorite in there, Sierra Leone. I just don't like a horse coming from dead last, like Larry said. This horse will be, what, 8-10 lengths out of it? I mean, is there going to be enough of a pace for this horse to win? Originally, I told Pete during the week I did like Sierra Leone, but I kind of changed my mind. I'm going with Lovin' Larry. Mind Frame wins by two. Get 980, Larry. Bet 200 to win, 100 for me, and let's get the cookies. 10-2-9 pistol. Book it. Put it on the show. Double D. 10-2-9. Get the money on the Belmont from Double D.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you, because I like to make fun sometimes, but I agree with you on Resilience. I mean, if you watch the Derby race, for whatever reason, maybe Alvarado got too excited. You know what I mean? You're riding a race, the Kentucky Derby, you got a horse, and instead of maybe waiting and coming inside or trying to, he just went 6-7 wide like he was Secretariat. And then he found out he didn't have a Secretariat. But he made a big move. And that's what set it up for Mystic Dan and the others. Now, I think he learned his lesson. Alvarado is a great rider. He's got the two posts. So he's going to be in a good position, I feel. He wouldn't shock me if he won. I don't think he's as good as these. But he's going to get a good trip. He did have a big excuse in his last race. You go back the race before that, he won the Wood Memorial easily. He's by Into Mischief, who arguably is the best sire there is. Smart Strike Dam. I mean, so you got a great bred horse here. Throw out the Kentucky Derby. It's, you know, saying that the horse made a big move. Terrible loss of ground. It certainly wasn't Calvin Borrell riding that horse. So I think he has a chance. I think he has a chance.
I did want to clarify a little bit about Seize the Gray. Doubles obviously against. I'm against. Larry, I thought he was in the mix for you potentially.
Yeah, well, I didn't like him in his last race. I thought he had no chance. A lot of it depends. See, I don't think he should be 8-1. I think that a horse just wins for fun. He did win by two lengths in the Preakness. He's got the inside draw. And we're assuming that Door Knock goes out for the lead and presses him. Okay, we're assuming that. However, he may not. He may just break and sit on the outside of him. Seize the Gray did it. I mean, if there was another 16th of a mile, he was still winning that race. He wasn't tired. So my thing with Seize the Gray is I'm going to use him in numbers because he's 8-1. If he was 4-1 or 3-1, I wouldn't be using him, but I think 8-1, he's a live long shot. You're saying that this horse has no chance when he ran his best race won easily. Going to go down the pike. I think you got to say he's got a chance.
Love and Larry, if Seize the Gray runs 1-2, I'll wear a wig and walk down Saratoga in this, for 20 minutes. How's that sound?
You wear a wig?
I'll wear a wig. You got me on tape. I'll wear a wig if Seize the Gray hits 1-2. How's that?
What does that do? I don't care about you in a wig. I want.
Oh, maybe you want to see me. All right, I won't wear a wig. I'm just saying, I'm fooling around. I really don't think the horse hits the board. Caught an easy lead last time, and the Preakness had two horses chasing him that probably could be. All right, that horse has no chance. Mind Frame, if Door Knock doesn't go, you're right. Mind Frame will lap right on him, rip his face off, open up three. Larry, me and you will have dinner tonight. I'll come to the Meadowlands and meet you. Let's go. Mind Frame, 7-2, get the cookies. That's it.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you on this race. I love to argue with you, but I'm not going to argue with you.
I know you love to argue, but today we're together. We picked good horses together, the three of us. Let's get lucky. Thanks for having me on the show, and we're going to make some money today.
Okay, great, guys. I'm heading over to the Meadowlands.
Thank you, Double D. Thanks especially to Larry for sponsoring these podcasts. Hopefully there's some winners in here, or at least some entertaining conversation. We'll see if Double D will be wearing a wig on Broadway before the summer is over, if nothing else. Thanks to everybody for listening. I'm Peter Thomas Fornital. May you win all your photos.